The Abbott and Costello program, brought to you by Camel, the cigarette that's first in the service according to actual sales records. See if your throat and your taste don't make Camel a first with you, too. Find out for yourself. Listen to the great rhythms of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the swingy singing of Connie Haynes. And that little patriotic chap who, when asked to pay his income tax, calmly said,
"Hey, Abbott!"
Costello, where have you been? I haven't seen you all week.
Oh, Abbott, I've been moving.
Moving?
I bought a house way out in the country. It's about a mile from my Uncle Artie Stebbins' place. What a beautiful ranch, Abbott. I call it the Lumbago Ranch.
Lumbago Ranch?
Yep.
Why did you name it Lumbago?
Because it's got a creek in the back.
Costello, you dummy, what do you want with a ranch?
I'm going to raise monkeys.
Yeah, you bought a ranch to raise monkeys?
Sure.
You're a nut.
Well, what's better for a nut than a monkey ranch?
Oh, come on. Please.
You watch me, folks. Well, I knew that line I had to continue. Thank you.
What is that? What is that there?
Hey, Abbott!
Is that a picture of the ranch?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Let me see it. Let's see it.
Wait a minute. Here it is over here.
What's that little house in the back?
That's the garage. I'll bet you thought I was going to say the smokehouse.
So you bought yourself a new house, eh? What condition is it in?
What?
What condition is it in?
Oh, wonderful condition.
Well, that's swell.
I just had it painted, and it didn't cost me a cent. A doctor painted it for nothing.
A doctor painted your house for nothing?
Right.
Wait a minute. How do you know it was a doctor?
He signed his name on the roof in big red letters. It says Dr. Pepper.
Just a minute, Costello. Who
Would
sold
that
you...
be an ad?
Now, I don't know. Listen, who sold you this house?
Well, I got the house through a Mr. Crow.
Mr. Crow?
Yeah. In order to get the house, they told me I'd have to go through E.S. Crow.
That's... Please, that's escrow. That means you bought it through with the bank. Does the bank have a lien on your house?
Does the bank have a what?
A lien on your house.
No, if the bank ever leaned on my house, it would fall down.
No, I'm talking about a mortgage. Who holds the paper on your house?
Nobody holds the paper in my house. The paper's stuck on the wall with glue.
All right, look, never mind that. What kind of a place did you buy? Do you have a patio?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a patio?
It's much better. Now, let's not get personal.
Well, now, listen, please. I mean a patio with a barbecue. I do all my cooking in my patio.
I knew you when you didn't have a patio to cook in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?